She handed Donnie the basket.
Now off with you.
Donnie surreptitiously grabbed his duffel bag, hanging on the back of the chair by the door. He knew Aunt Em would never approve of putting food in what she called
that stinky bag that smells like every locker room you've ever been in and every dirty sports team uniform you've ever worn.
Donnie slipped the basket inside the bag and headed down the road. An hour later, he and Jay Bridgestone sat under a maple tree by the stream in 90-degree weather, shoving the last of the cookies into their mouths.
"You've got melted chocolate all over your face,"
Jay told his new friend. Donnie wiped his mouth several times with the back of his hand. Each time, Jay shook his head to indicate that Donnie had still missed some of the melted chips.
"Come here, I'll get it,"
Jay said, leaning over. Jay's rough, farm-toughened fingers reached out toward Donnie's face. He cradled both hands around Donnie's chin and cheeks in order to provide stability when he rubbed the chocolate away. Donnie thought he would have automatically recoiled at someone he hardly knew holding his face and rubbing around his lips like that. However, Jay's touch sent tingles up and down his spine. He involuntarily shuddered, yet he didn't want...